So the committee's goal when we planned this was to have a mock negotiation between two attorneys allocating risk among two parties. And we've chosen, it was actually Carmen Ng and Mark Pogue and I chose that the two of them would actually negotiate on behalf of a buyer and a seller of a company. And we're going to use that context for our mock negotiation today. We're going to go into character here in a bit. Not that we're real actors, but we're going to try and have a real negotiation. We'll do the first part of it, a little introduction, then take a break and talk about tips on how to prepare for a negotiation and some of the best ways to volley back and forth. We'll go back into character, a little bit more negotiation about reps and warranties and indemnities in this particular purchase agreement, and then we'll break. We'll talk about some of the mistakes people make in negotiating. I know I learned anything I've learned about negotiating, it has been from the other party who did well and made me look foolish, or from my own mistakes. And so that's part of what we're going to talk about. And then after talking about mistakes, we're going to talk about some tactics that people use and maybe what works and what doesn't. And at the very end, talk just a smidgen about the ethics of negotiating. Essentially, whether you can lie in negotiations ethically. With that, I'll let you introduce your character.
Okay. I'll be playing the role of Zach, a lawyer for Garcia Foods. Garcia Foods is a very large enterprise in the food products business that's interested in acquiring Millie's Bakery. Zach is one of over 150 lawyers in-house at Garcia Foods. Is in charge of M&A transactions, and Zach generally consummates 8 to 10 acquisitions each year.